The ARRL Foundation grants programs accept proposals on a cyclical model three times a year, in February, June, and October. Proposals for the June grant period are accepted through October 31st. Awardees will be notified approximately 1 month after the closing of each cycle. The ARRL Foundation carefully manages a portfolio of endowments where donors have provided specific goals for their gifts. And that portfolio is invested and managed in a way that it can continue to support those goals for many years to come. Additional information and a link to the grant application can be found at www.arrl.org/amateur-radio-grants. Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, FMARC, has received the Parks on the Air POTA Wiggins CIFLA Achievement Award, honoring dedication to amateur radio and a passion for public lands. The award is named after a native plant to highlight the program's nature connection and is presented to operators who have either activated or hunted 700 unique POTA reference areas. POTA is a global amateur radio initiative that encourages licensed amateur radio operators to set up portable stations in state and national parks, historic sites, and other public lands. Since its launch in 2017, following the success of ARRL's National Parks on the Air NOPA event, POTA has grown into a vibrant community of over 325,000 participants worldwide. The program promotes outdoor recreation, emergency communication preparedness, and environmental stewardship, while fostering connections between radio operators across the globe. The FMARC, established in 1957, supports the exchange of knowledge and fosters camaraderie among hobbyists and emphasizes public service during emergencies. For more information about POTA, visit the Parks on the Air POTA Parks Program for Amateur Radio. The Schaumburg Amateur Radio Club has introduced scouts to amateur radio. On May 19th, the scouts of Troop 37 in Arlington Heights, Illinois, discovered a trio of antennas and radio stations waiting for them at their outdoor meeting location. A short presentation explained how amateur radio is used in the community, licensing steps, how radio waves work, ham radio lingo and call signs, and equipment basics and safety. The scouts divided into three groups and moved between the stations, making QSOs on UHF, VHF, and HF radios.